From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Investigators in Mexico are trying to determine whether the three people killed in the border city of Juarez were specifically targeted. All three were linked to the U.S. consulate there. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling the killings horrendous and offering deepest sympathies to the families of the victims. Monica Uribe reports that the dead include a U.S. consulate employee and her husband, both U.S. citizens.
The third person was the husband of a Mexican citizen. News media in Juarez report that the American couple was shot dead in their car near the U.S. border. Their infant daughter, who was reported to be in the back seat, survived the attack. U.S. authorities have yet to confirm the details of the attacks. The city has been plagued by drug-related violence for more than 2 years, and multiple homicides occur nearly every day. Since 2008, more than 4,600 people have been killed in Juarez. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
A Democratic leader in the House, Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina, says as of right now, Democrats do not have enough votes to pass health care overhaul legislation this week.
No, we don't have them as of this morning, but we've been working this thing all weekend. We'll be working it going into the week. I'm also very confident that we'll get this done.
Clyburn was on NBC's Meet the Press. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs took a more optimistic stance, declaring the health care measure is on the verge of becoming law.
Whoever sits here this time next week, you all will be talking about health care reform, not as a presidential proposal, but as something that will soon be the law of the land.
Gibbs was on Fox News Sunday. The House is expected to vote on the Senate-passed version of the health care overhaul late in the week. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee called the Democratic plan to pass the health care measure through a simple majority budget reconciliation route a brazen act of political arrogance. The head of the Senate Banking Committee, Chris Dodd, is set to unveil his latest draft of new regulations for Wall Street. NPR's Artie Cornish reports Dodd has incorporated some ideas from his GOP colleagues, but so far no Republican lawmakers are supporting his effort.
Despite weeks of negotiations with Republican members of the committee, Senator Dodd says he will move things forward without their support. The most contentious part of the draft legislation is a proposed Consumer Financial Protection Agency to watch over mortgages, credit cards, and other consumer lending. The Dodd draft puts the proposed agency in the hands of the Federal Reserve. Although the CFPA would have the power to write rules, it would have limited powers to enforce them. Moreover, a council of regulators could veto a consumer agency regulation if they think it jeopardizes the safety and soundness of banks. Over the weekend, Republicans wrote Senator Dodd asking him to slow things down and criticized the chair for adding provisions they have yet to see. Dodd is pushing for the banking committee to take up the bill next week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Utility crews are working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in the Northeast after a powerful storm raked across the region with heavy rains and high winds this weekend. Dan Stessel with New Jersey Transit says power supply problems stranded several hundred passengers on one of that system's trains today.
Due to the obstacles in the way, it took about 3 hours for the rescue trains to just get to the train that was there on the tracks without power.
Stessel says workers are now clearing away fallen trees, hoping to have full service restored on the commuter rail system by morning. A top Hamas official is in Israeli custody after being arrested in the West Bank. Linda Gradstein reports he's suspected of being responsible for the murders of more than 70 Israelis.
An Israeli army spokesman said 47-year-old Mahar Uda had been wanted in Israel for over a decade for involvement in terrorist attacks, including a double bombing in 2003 at a military base and a popular cafe in Jerusalem. They said he was one of the founders of the Islamist Hamas movement, which currently controls Gaza, and built up its network in the West Bank during the 1990s. Israeli military officials said Palestinian security forces cooperated with Israel during his arrest. Also today, Israel extended a closure on the West Bank until Tuesday, meaning no Palestinian can enter Israel. Israeli police say they are concerned there will be riots in Jerusalem. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Today, March 14th, or 314, is Pi Day, not the kind you eat, but rather the mathematical constant 3.14, which is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. Today is also the birthday of Albert Einstein. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.